What is up, guys? Nice you're here. Welcome to the SuCast. This is going to be episode number 44. And interestingly enough, this is being recorded on my birthday. So, thank you to everybody, by the way, that has messaged me on the various platforms and everything, wishing me a happy birthday. I really appreciate it. I'm getting old, right? For those that are wondering, and I'm, not ashamed of this at all, I just turned 33, so I'm 33 years old, and I feel a little older each day, but, for the most part, I still feel like I'm in my 20s, honestly. I feel like I say this every birthday, so I'm wondering eventually, maybe by the time I get to my 40s, I'll probably say I feel like I'm 30, right? But, anyway, this episode is going to be kind of talking about the wild card experience, plus a little bit about birthday stuff, I guess. Reflecting on the past year of existence, and then, of course, M5, what's ahead of us. So, grab your drinks, your snacks, and everything else, and let's get to it. Okay, so first and foremost, as you guys are, listening to this and probably aware, I just got back from Malaysia. I was there for the M5 wildcard, and, that was a great experience just to be able to say, hey, I was part of the first M5 wildcard. And I got to go to Malaysia again. And this kind of had some importance to me because, of course, if you guys don't know, the first time that I went out to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, was it was last year, 2022, for MSC. And that was my first international cast ever. And that was I want to say that was probably the most shocking, hardworking, but amazing event that I had been a part of. And that was just because, like, I guess it was like a first. And you guys know all about, like, your first, that's kind of how it was for me. Like, it was a first of an international event. The time that I got to meet a bunch of people that I was, watching for such a long time on international broadcast, and then to be a part of that team was a life learning experience in itself. And then, of course, a huge level up in experience for casting in itself. So this time around was kind of special because, again, it was like, oh, I'm going back to the place that, helped me grow so much as a caster, is basically how I would sum that up as, is, who I am today as a caster, as Naisu, that all jump started from my MSC experience in 2022. And so for me going back here, and this time, I would say, hey, I'm a seasoned caster at this point, right? I've been a part of four MPL seasons, three international events, for MPL, for Moonton, and then a handful of international events, non-Moonton directly related, right? Like ISF, some online stuff like Top Clans and everything. So, to look back at it just alone was crazy to think about. Damn, just in the year that I was basically 32 years old and saying, for my birthday and stuff that I was thankful for the experience that I had. Well, now fast forward to me turning 33 today, I do the same thing. I look back and I'm just like, holy shit, man, everything that I have done this past year is partially what I kind of expected. But then there's another part that's just like, I did not expect to do half the stuff that I did this year, It's been amazing, and I'm super thankful that I've had the opportunity to do these things and to do this for work. And the wild card, that being its first time in Malaysia, I thought it was very cool because it was kind of a connected experience for me. It also let me kind of do some voiceover stuff, and you guys know I do that for freelancing. So it's like all these things kind of connected because I got to do some of the voiceover videos. I did like an interview thing. But especially was the fact that some of the teams that I had casted in these other international tournaments that I mentioned earlier, like ISF, like Top Clans, they were teams that were competing in the wild card. So I just thought that was really cool because, everything kind of led to this time in the wild card and seeing them and getting to cast their games. I thought it was great too, just because we got to work with, friends, familiar faces again, like Gideon LaFell, Staffa, and Arashi, of course. And then we got to work with a new talent, from a new region for the first time, the MPL Mena, and that is Yasu. And It's funny, Yasu Naisu, right? I would have loved to have him on a podcast episode while we were out there in Malaysia, but the schedule was kind of crazy. You know, usually when you get to these international events, it's kind of like that. The downtime that you have is not too much. Like, you don't have too much downtime. And when you do, you're usually just either like resting or eating. Or, you know, in my morning time, my morning downtime, I was either working out or prepping, you know. So, but for this, again, getting the chance, getting the opportunity to work with even a new face from a new region was great, because it reminded me, Yasu reminded me of myself to a degree in, you know, a year ago in MSC, because this was his first international event. And, you know, like, the big thing is some people don't like his casting. You know, I've seen the comments, I've seen what people have said and whatnot. And for me, Yasu is so brave, number one, because he does something that I cannot do. And you guys, you know, I always joke about this too, that, you know, one day I'll do a full broadcast on Filipino and whatnot, but I haven't done that up to this point, you know. And it's mainly because I just am not confident enough to do a quality broadcast in Filipino, and I just don't think I would do it justice. Like, you know what I mean? I know some people will be like, nah, it's fine, like, just do it. But I really don't, like, I feel like even on a personal level that I cannot give the quality that people, I feel like, deserve to listen to. Now, Yasu, on the other hand, he typically casts over an NPL minute in Arabic, I think it is. And he, you know, I saw clips of him, and he is just as professional and as energetic and funny as you would expect, right? That's his main language. But the fact that he can flip over, get this opportunity to cast on the English desk on an international tournament is such a huge opportunity and such a huge stressful environment that I think a lot of people don't understand until you actually do it. One, casting is not as simple as people think, you know? So I already knew that Yasu was going to be faced with a challenge. Like, I had the opportunity, you know, we stayed in the same hotel and everything, and I got to speak with him a lot, get to know his story, get to know, you know, where he sits in terms of like casting and as a career and everything. And, you know, of course, I gave him as much feedback and as much learning that I could provide him, I feel like, in such a small amount of time. And I know that he actively tried to improve every single time he casted. And I would say he did. It's just, again, I think, you know, people, the international audience, are used to hearing a certain type of caster, and this is new and they're not used to it. But I will say, people just got to give him a chance. They got to understand what the situation is. You know, the fact that he's never casted in English before. Well, I shouldn't say never. He's done some online casts before, but, you know, not to this M5, you know, level type thing, right? Where he's going to be in front of so many people watching. So there's that. There's the fact that he's never worked with a prompter before. He's never done a tri-cast before. It's usually a duo cast for them. He's never had a live audience before, you know? And like all these things that he had opened up to me about, I was just like, damn, dude. I never thought about that, you know? Because of course, when I went to my first MSC event, I had at least a foundation from the MPL Philippines, you know? So I was trying to put myself in his shoes. And I think at the end of the day, at the end of the whole wildcard thing, all of us casters put on the best show that we possibly could, given the circumstances. You guys know, if you watched the wildcard, what some of those circumstances were and how long some of the days were. But overall, we had a great time, and everybody just, you know, like normal. We all had a great time. We all had fun with each other, and we got the job done. And that's what's important, right? At the end of the day, even us casters that have been doing this for a while, we always learn. We always learn new things and try to apply them. And I, again, when it comes to it, I am excited to see how things go for the M5 main event. Because again, it's a different lineup in a way, because we've got some, you know, I don't want to say necessarily new faces, but it's like a new-ish lineup for the international event. And, you know, there's finally a chance. I don't know if this will actually happen, but there's actually a chance for even the Wee Bear Bros to cast a game for the M5 main event. And I think that would be really cool if we get an opportunity to do that, right? Of course, you know, we've got Trex coming through from NA. We've got Yasuo again from MPL and MENA. And then, you know, you think even Manjin was a... I'm not sure if he's going to be hosting or what he's exactly going to do. I don't actually know. At the time of recording this, I don't know, like, what days we'll be casting or who's going to be where or anything like that. But I just know that it's going to be a hell of a time. It's going to be fun. You know, we're going to do our best. And you guys as viewers should be able to just have a very enjoyable viewing experience, right? And the same can be said for all the other languages. You know, at the end of the day, all of us casters really put in our best effort to make the broadcast the best possible, right? So with that, if you haven't yet, I have released another trailer that you did not ask for, which can be found on my YouTube page. So if you just go to YouTube and you type Naisu, you'll find my YouTube page. And this trailer, I did this for M4. I tested it out in M4, and you know, people generally liked it and whatnot. It was a fun thing to do. And this one, I did it a little, I went a little more with some satire, right? Some sarcasm and whatnot. And it's just my humor. Again, I had a hell of a time making it. It was super fun. Shout out to Carlos and Rui. They were able to put it all together, the vision and everything for it. And it came out to be an amazing video with a lot of good reception and good feedback. And, you know, maybe this is something that we do regularly for bigger events or for playoffs and whatnot. And we can just make it a series of, you know, the trailer you did not ask for, because I think it's, you know, it's pretty funny. It's just we play along the lines of the boundaries of, you know, what's allowed and what's not allowed, basically. We poke fun at topics and things that go on, because to be honest, guys, you can't take life always so seriously, right? You need to be able to laugh at yourself. You need to be able to laugh at the stuff, the shit going on in the world, because if you can't do that, then, you know, what is life sometimes, right? You got to be able to find some of these moments and just laugh at them once in a while. So that was the purpose of the trailer, was just so people, you know, there's so much toxicity and negativity going on with certain things that it's like, dude, here's a trailer. Have a good laugh, hopefully, or a smile or something, and let's go and just enjoy M5 in a couple of days when it kicks off. You know what I mean? That was the point of it. So if you guys haven't seen it, go to the channel, check it out, and drop a comment. Let me know what you guys think, right? So other than that, moving on, M5 is just around the corner, the main event, and I'm excited for it. I don't know how many days I'll actually be casting, since we are the quote-unquote, like, home talents, you know, being here in the Philippines, we'll probably have a little bit lesser days, I would assume. I'm just assuming, and they'll let, you know, they'll give some more casting time, of course, to the international talents that they are technically flying out or flying into the Philippines. But we'll see. We'll see where we end up. Again, I'm just happy to be a part of it. Another huge opportunity to get to be on the broadcast for the M5. And, you know, I don't want to do any predictions or anything like that, but I do think that from the wild card, I was really impressed with Team Lil Gun. Like I was in ISF, Mongolia, and, you know, I wish them all the best of luck. I know there's also probably, there is a chance there could be some changes with Burmese Ghouls. I think that's been going around, which would kind of change that narrative of, you know, AP Bren versus Burmese Ghouls. But, you know, unfortunately, that's how the world works sometimes. You know, it's hard to get a passport, you know, and just getting out of some of these countries with their own issues going on, it can be difficult, right? So whatever ends up happening, hopefully, again, we just have an amazing M5 experience. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I hope you guys enjoy it. And if I see any of you out there, please do come say hi. Now, moving on to cap this episode out. Again, I'll be celebrating my birthday /today and /tomorrow, because just flying back in, kind of caught up on sleep and whatnot today. I got a bunch of stuff to catch up on, and this being one of them. So I thank you guys for listening. The one thing I want to just really quickly highlight for the past year that I spent here would be, once again, living in the present. This is something I've talked about before on a previous episode. And, you know, it's always good to have these goals, goals, short-term, long-term, and everything. And once you start like reaching them and making the steps towards reaching those goals, I always have to stop myself and appreciate the present. Being present is so difficult for us. I know, right? Some of you guys right now are probably all worried about what you said yesterday or what you said earlier, what you did, the other day or last week, or what you're going to do in the future. That a lot of the times we're literally living in the current moment that we were hoping and wishing for, you know, months or weeks or years ago, that we don't actually appreciate it. So that was something that I really made an emphasis on this year for myself. So when I was doing these things, like the wild card, like traveling for ISF, going to Riyadh, going to the US to see family, but also to work and share esports with my old high school, I always took a moment to just be great. I was going to say gracious, just be thankful, you know, and have some gratitude for where I am in that moment, and to be appreciative of the work paying off. Because there's going to come a time in your life, guys, where you do realize that all the stuff you've been doing, all the shit you might have been through, that life throughout you, and all these steps led to this point you are in your life right now, right? Hopefully it's a good point, but if it's not, then you're still going through it, right? And I think it's always important, even if it's not the, you know, you're not at like a peak or a super great time in your life, I think still sitting back once in a while and appreciating where you are in the present, just, you know, being able to actually move your body and do these things and work towards these goals to get where you want to go one day is something that we all need to do once in a while, right? So that's just that's my birthday reminder to you guys, right? Don't forget to just stop, take a break, take a breath, and appreciate where you are currently today, and know that you are on the right path, right? Listening to this podcast alone and this last message, if you heard it, hey, that's already a step in the right direction, right? So that's going to be it for me, guys. Thank you so much for that. Again, thank you for everybody that drops in, listens to the Suitcast, the podcast here. I appreciate all you guys, the birthday wishes. Again, thank you guys so much. And last reminder as well, if you haven't seen the M5 trailer you didn't ask for, check it out once again on YouTube. It's just Naisu on YouTube, and you'll be able to find it. All right. So that is it for me. Thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day or evening or morning, and we'll see you in the next one. GG. WP.